The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In the 17th century, the bison was the most abundant large mammal in North America. Estimates of their former populations on the Great Plains range from 30 million to 60 million individuals. People once told of herds so large it took days for them to pass by. Yet by the early 20th century, after years of indiscriminate slaughter for their valuable hides and bones, only about 750 bison existed on Earth, and fewer than 200 of those were in the wild. Thanks to action by a few private individuals and some government protection, as well as the establishment of the American Bison Society, founded by Teddy Roosevelt, the few animals that survived have given rise to the 350,000 to 450,000 bison alive today. In the 1890s and 1900s, a few creative ranchers got the idea to breed them with cattle. Bison are extremely hardy, and the idea was to create a kind of super hybrid that could survive temperature extremes and diseases, a quality that would make the animals extremely profitable. It didn't turn out to be that big a ranching success. However, such efforts have muddied the bison genetic pool, making it hard for wildlife biologists to manage what remains of any truly wild bison today.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.